fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday. On Monday, the 19th day of June, the preparative tip of the day is to secure an alternative way to make electricity for your home, for your bug-out location. Having electricity in modern age, quite frankly, is not optional. There's so many things we depend on. We have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend, Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of the best place to get your training. That would be Freedom Center USA, your best training on rifles and pistols. The website is freedomtrain.net. The telephone, you want to place an order for a custom rifle, sign up for a class. That telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Got it. A lot going on here, Sam. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. Well, Sam, I think the longest day of the year is in a couple of days, the first day of summer. And it's a beautiful time to be at Freedom Center in Lebanon, Missouri, isn't it?
It is warm, and it is nice. It's actually been quite a bit cooler than average. We've got an absolutely full urban vehicle tactical class this week. And the weather will be warm, and people will be working hard on their skills.
Absolutely, absolutely. And world-class skills, world-class training facility, all in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. And when these classes are filled up, you don't take any more because we need to maintain the student-to-teacher ratio properly, don't we?
Yeah, it's a completely different approach to firearms training. We limit our student-to-instructor ratio. 4-to-1 is the absolute max in most classes because we found that when you get on the firing line, let's say you have a class of 12 people. If you put all 12 people on the firing line and shoot, and then you go and reload, and then you shoot and you go and reload, let's say you have 2 instructors. Well, now you have 2 instructors for every 6 students. Very difficult for an instructor to watch 6 students at the same time. But if you have 6 people reloading and 6 people shooting and you have 3 instructors, now you've got one instructor for every two students, and they don't miss much. You get a lot of individualist instruction. There's constantly eyes on you while you're on the firing line. It's a very, very effective way to teach, and it keeps the students from practicing things the wrong way. Of course, we've said many times on this show, practice does not make perfect. Practice makes permanent.
That's right.
If you practice something the wrong way, you're going to limit yourself as far as how proficient and how skillful you can be with a firearm. So we want you practicing things exactly right, and that's what that high instructor-to-student ratio does for the student.
A good example of practice makes permanent is, and I've seen this in my classes, my concealed carry training, and I know you've seen it many times, a man 60 or 70 years old, when his grandpa was teaching him to shoot when he was 5 years old, the little five-year-old boy used two fingers to pull the trigger because he didn't have the finger strength. And here he is, a 70-year-old man, still doing the same thing. You've seen that yourself, haven't you, sir?
Oh, absolutely. Many, many times. It's interesting how unique the people are when they come to the Freedom Center. We've trained people from 17 different countries and now I think 46 different states. But we see very common things with students that have had prior training. We see the same mistakes. We see very common things with people that have had no training at all. And what's really interesting, which kind of surprised me, was that typically a student with no prior training at all will do better by the end of the course than someone who's been on SWAT for 10 years or someone who's had a lot of training at other facilities. And it's because that person that's had this other training, whatever that was, they have a lot of bad habits to break. And
well,
that's very difficult.
Precisely. I've been a concealed carry instructor since the late 1980s, and the first couple of times I had a novice woman, usually a novice woman, with no skills, never touched a pistol in her life, saw her perform so excellently, it kind of took me off guard. But then I learned to expect it. I learned to expect that a normal, healthy woman with normal upper body strength of a normal, healthy woman and average intelligence can perform quite well because they're there because they want to be there. They're there to learn. And they're paying attention, they listen to the instructor, they follow the instruction of the instructor, and they frequently outperform the men. So you've learned to anticipate that yourself, haven't you, sir?
Absolutely. We get a lot of married couples and boyfriend and girlfriend come and train at our facility. And they train together in the same class. We typically don't separate the men from the women, particularly if the women are in good shape, you know, and they're healthy and they're strong and they're active in their life. There's no reason to separate them from the men. And more often than not, the wife, particularly if she has an RMR on her pistol, little red mini red dot sight, they will outperform their husband in the pistol training. And then when we get to the rifle training, the opposite happens. And I think there's a couple reasons for that. I think women naturally have finer motor skills. Their fine motor skills are actually probably better than the men on average. And, you know, there's always exceptions. But in the rifle training, you've already had 2 days of pistol training in our basic class. And so by the time we get to the rifle training, the rifles are heavier. The gals get a little bit tired. And if you've got a 210-pound man holding a 9-pound AR-15, it's a lot easier than a 130-pound gal. You know, the strength to weight ratio is dramatically different on the rifle. And then you add the fatigue factor in there, and probably the man's probably done a lot more rifle shooting. Oftentimes, the men will then outperform the women in the rifle side. So it gives them something to talk about on the drive or the flight home. You know, the woman can look her husband in the eye or her boyfriend in the eye and say, "Hey, I whipped your butt in the pistol training, and you beat me in the rifle training, but I got you in the pistol training."
Right,
and
right.
It's a lot of fun. And a lot of couples, they have so much fun that they literally tell us, "We're setting aside a week of vacation next year and coming back here to do more training." And they do. And that's
all
exciting
right.
for us because we want people to continue their training, not just take one class and think that they know everything they need to know.
Outstanding. Let's get to the the schedule here. The June schedule is filled up. So we got three classes in July. The first is the first and second of July, enhanced marksmanship. Then we go to introduction to 1,000-yard shooting, the 15th and 16th of July. And then the last class in July will be basic tactical handgun and rifle series, which is the 27th and to the 30th, 3 days at 27, 28, 29, 30, 4 days at
4 days, yes.
Freedom, 4 days at Freedom Center. And then two classes scheduled in August, the 5th and 6th of August, introduction to 1,000-yard shooting, and then the 18th and to the 20th, 3 days, we have enhanced urban vehicle tactical rifle series. And at some point we'll have the September-October classes posted as well, I hope, won't we?
Yes, by the end of June, very first week in July, I will have the rest of the year schedule, all of the basic classes posted. Now, we don't post the advanced courses on the schedule because they're by invitation only. But if you get through the basic tactical course, the enhanced urban vehicle course, which everyone should do, everyone, doesn't matter what kind of shape you're in, you know, where you're at skill-wise, zero training or lots of training, you need to take those two courses. There's no physical requirements for either of the first two courses, nor should there be. We want people to have this basic knowledge. And so you should get those first two courses. Now, if you're in good shape, after you've taken those first two courses, then you're ready for the enhanced marksmanship course. This is where we teach you how to make hits in a fight with your heart rate up. You're running, you're moving, you're carrying a full load of tactical kit, and you're learning how to improvise positions and stability, and you're refining your understanding from a practical knowledge perspective of the trajectory of the weapon that you're using, and you're learning how to master that trajectory and make precise hits at a whole bunch of different ranges with your heart rate up. And so you need to be in shape. If you're 30 pounds overweight and you're not running all the time and at the gym all the time and not in fantastic cardiovascular shape, you're not ready for the enhanced marksmanship course. But after that, then we go to Tactical 1, Tactical 2, Advanced 1, Advanced 2, Advanced 3, Advanced 4, and then our Night Combat course, where you're working with a team of people, and that is very scenario-based, and it's all done in the dark. You're learning how to take all of these skills that you've built through the previous 9 classes, and you're putting them together, working with a team in actual scenarios. And we have a lot of acreage at the Freedom Center. We can create a lot of different scenarios to test you and to train you and to bait you into mistakes so that you learn not to do that in an actual fight.
All right. You got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. This fellow pretending to be the president, Joe Biden, he made about a 30-second statement regarding these pistol braces, where he made reference to them making the pistol a higher caliber. How can this level of ignorance regarding firearms, he just needs to keep his mouth shut, don't you think?
Well, when you're not fit to lead, you don't surround yourself with competent people, and competent people typically write the president's speech. The president then reviews the speech before he gives the speech, and Biden's just a loose cannon. He's got the common sense of a pet rock, and he can barely even speak anymore. He's an embarrassment to all Americans, and the guy disgusts me. I don't know if you remember his comment about, you should just take a shotgun out on your deck and fire two shots in the air to scare people away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the stupidity of this man is hard to fathom. But, you know, when you've been a criminal your whole life and you've never really had to work for a living, you never really had to earn anything on your own. You've just basically been committing fraud and extortion and all of the things that the Biden crime syndicate has done. You've never actually worked for a living. The only thing you need to know is how to extort money out of people. And so when you see this level of stupidity when he has to speak publicly, It's an embarrassment to the United States of America.
It is an embarrassment. Of course, this is the same man who sends a man to international conferences wearing the female uniform of a U.S. Navy admiral. How humiliating. How absolutely humiliating.
Well, how disrespectful to the men and women that serve our country and serve our country's interests in the U.S. Navy. How disrespectful.
It is. Of course, we have branches of the military hosting drag queen shows on base. We have the U.S. Navy using drag queens to help promote recruiting efforts. I've noticed this a while back. The powers that be, they waited until the greatest generation, the World War II generation, was mostly dead before they started this craziness, because the men who landed at Normandy, they wouldn't have put up with this, would they?
Nope, they sure wouldn't have. And, you know, the whole COVID thing, the vaccine thing, was, I believe, a warfare tactic to purge conservative, intelligent, brave men and women from the U.S. military. And I think it worked, by and large. Now, some men
not
decided
by itself.
To stay.
Not by itself, Sam. It was part of an overall program. That was part of
sure.
it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, a lot of men stayed. The Navy SEALs sued the government. And I know some chief warrant officers and some very good men, senior NCOs, that said, if I leave because of this stupid shot protocol, you're not going to believe what's left. If we all leave, we're going to be left with a bunch of morons running the show. And they decided to stay and fight for their jobs. Thank God they did, because we would be in a lot of trouble if all the conservatives just bailed out.
That's absolutely true. Absolutely. And, of course, this all began in the mid-1970s. A special forces captain I served with, he was with the team I was with, special forces. He was at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point when the first female cadets showed up, and he was a senior student at the time. And he told me all the things that it went down, including the fact that none of these, they picked the top 18-year-old female athletes and scholars, high school graduates from around the country, they're all athletic, all these young ladies, very fine female athletes. Not a single one had the upper body strength to do inspection arms with the M14 rifle. So they had to modify the rifles, have the recoil spring cut until it was weak enough that the young ladies could overcome it. That was in 1976. In 2023, the same M14s are issued to the female cadets, which, of course, are no longer rifles. They're just display pieces, aren't they?
Exactly right.
And they pretend to do what the men can do. If a man was that weak, he'd be sent home to his mama. But a female is given a pass because she's a woman. And everybody in the Army knows this, that the women can't do what the men can do. And we're supposed to ignore it. The emperor has no clothes. Well, we're supposed to say the emperor does have clothes, despite knowing the emperor doesn't. And that's really harmful for esprit de corps and for the morale of the company and the corps itself, isn't it?
Well, it does if it's not handled properly. And I don't want to disrespect the women that serve our country. There are some great women doing a fantastic job in various MOSs in our military. So I don't want to disrespect them in any way. But the truth is that the physical requirements for a woman in our military are different than they are for a man. And I'm not... I think we're on a break. Let's talk about
this
after
the break.
The
call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 19th day of June. The Father's Day sale on energy cleaners is in effect until midnight tonight. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Or you can call my toll-free hour line, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. You want to sign up for a class, order a custom rifle, get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, just give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. And we were discussing the women being in the Corps. Go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, my opinion on the physical fitness requirements in our military is that it's absolutely ridiculous to have one physical requirement for the U.S. military. We have different MOSs, different jobs in the U.S. military. When we say MOS, we're talking about your occupational service. And if you're in an 18 x-ray program, you should be as fit as a human being could be. Now, if you're sitting at a terminal running a radar system, if that's your job, then that physical requirement can certainly be less than an 18 x-ray candidate. But when you sign up for the military, you should be signing up for a particular job. And you should meet the physical requirements necessary to be 100% proficient in that job. And I don't like the male-female thing. I don't like the two different physical standards between men and women. I think the physical standards should absolutely be dependent on the job that you're doing for the U.S. military. There shouldn't be any men or women garbage involved in any of that. Do the job or get out and go home. If you can't stay in shape enough to do the job that you signed up for, then you need to go home. And I don't like this division of sexes from a physical requirement standpoint. If a woman says, I can do that job, fantastic, meet the standard. We're not changing the standard for that job. This job requires this standard. If you want to do that job, meet the standard. And if we handled it like that, all the problems would go away.
Okay, now, here's the counterpoint. Most wars, including more recent wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, there's been setbacks where men and women who sign up to be a clerk typist end up in combat. This woman, I think Amy England was her name. She was in a convoy in Iraq, ended up being captured. The son of a friend of mine was part of the Marine force that rescued her from the hospital, where she's being treated with dignity and care and respect, by the way. She wasn't being tortured. But there was, I know when I went in basic training in 1967, there was one standard for every man who was going to be in the Army. And that standard was several, but one of them consisted of the following: being able to pick up a soldier of equal weight. So if I weighed 155 pounds, I would have to pick up a 155-pound soldier from my unit and my basic training outfit, fireman's carry, which is across the shoulders, and trot around a quarter-mile track with that soldier across my shoulders. There probably are some women that can do that, but there's almost no women that can, almost none. The point being, if your buddy's hurt and he can't get you to where you're going to stop the bleeding and save your life, you no longer have a buddy. And a friend of mine from my high school class, he was a cook in the U.S. Army. He was in Vietnam serving as a cook. And he said that his unit leader said, young man, tomorrow morning, you're a door gunner. So he went from being a MOS cook, it's military occupational specialty, to being a door gunner, which was one of the most dangerous jobs you could have in combat, overnight, with no specific training other than he was a soldier. So things happen, and every soldier, I believe, should have the... And that's why Stevie Wonder can't be in the Army, because he's blind. A blind man can't perform as a soldier, despite being extremely talented in his profession as a musician.
And well, there's a lot of jobs in the military where you're not deployed overseas. You're on a ship, you're running electronics, you're running radar systems, you're flying an airplane, or you're running some type of EW equipment from an aircraft. There's all these things.
There are those kinds of jobs. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBNReaders2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBNReaders2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill Expo the second weekend of August. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. If you'd like to own a log cabin, one room like Davy Crockett had 200 years ago, or a 6,000-square-foot log lodge like we have in the TV series Yellowstone, or anything in between, you can find that at my website where the guys I work with in Licking, Missouri, beautiful Texas County, will build the custom log kit to your architect's specifications, ship it to your job site, where your contractor will build your dream home. Last but not least, the Energy Cleaner Father's Day sale is in effect until midnight tonight, $25 off energy cleaners and 25% off mattress pads. You can call my toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This is Farms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there to show you how to properly clean your rifle. If you think you know how to clean your rifle and you haven't seen this video or had the training at Freedom Center, you don't know how to clean your rifle. You quite frankly don't. So that excellent video is there. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, what's going on at the military academies is not right. We have healthy young men not being admitted who are stronger and more physically fit than a woman who's 5'2" and weighs 105 pounds who couldn't possibly do what a young man can do because she's a woman. And typically, there are some exceptions, they serve their 5 years active duty, which is a requirement once they graduate from all the military academies, and they leave. There are some that make a career of it, not many. But what's being done is, in my opinion, wrong. Taking away chances from young men who want that military career and giving it to women who have no place being there. I don't want to dwell on this topic too much longer, but if you got something to add, we'd be glad to hear it.
Oh, I just think that we need to revamp what we're doing and make it job-based. I think that's the most important thing. I'm not saying lower the standards. I think we need to raise standards. We need to constantly be raising standards. I'm a continuous improvement guy. And if you're working in an office in Colorado for the Air Force, God bless you. Thank you for your service. I don't need you to be at the fitness level of an 18 X-ray candidate, right? Or an SF warrior. But if you're going overseas to deploy, no matter what your MOS is, you need to be in shape. You need to have a level of self-care that reflects the excellence of the U.S. military. And we've deviated from that level of excellence, and we've gone downhill in certain areas, and it's disappointing. We need to return to excellence.
Oh, we do. And things happen in war. Unexpected things happen. That's just part of all wars all the time, isn't it, Sam?
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll give you a great example of that. Years ago, I think they made a movie about it. We lost an F-16 pilot. His plane got shot down. He had to bail out. Of course, the Navy guys that were tracking all of this stuff with their radars from the ships and from the aircraft in the area informed the Air Force that one of their guys was down. And they said, you need to rescue this man. He's down. He's being chased. And the Air Force sent back a communique. We can't get to him. We don't have any assets in the area. We won't be able to get to him for another 12 hours. And the Navy said, he won't last 2.5 hours. You need to go get your boy. And they said, we can't. And they left this pilot on the run being chased by enemy troops. The Air Force did this to their own guy. And so the Navy admiral that was overseeing, the carrier battle group commander that was overseeing what was in the area, said, we need to go get that guy. And so they grabbed a heavy weapons platoon of Marines and some cooks off Navy ships. Marine cooks, and they spun these guys up, loaded them into helicopters in less than 35 minutes, and went and rescued that Air Force pilot. So what you're saying about sometimes things change, sometimes things are in a state of flux, and sometimes people have to do jobs they didn't sign up for the military, that's a very real thing. And thank God they went and got this guy. They rescued him successfully. He lived. But you know, It just depends on the individuals that are in command. Do they have the initiative, the creativity, and the spine to do the right thing? And when they do, sometimes they have to ask the personnel under their command to do things that are not normal.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Let's move on. We got a caller on hold here. We got Kyle in Montana. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Sam, I'm going to ask a question or make a statement here, and I kind of want, when I get done with it, I would like you to flesh it out with the way you think. So, John, last week you were talking about if and when the Chinese were to invade America, that you were armed and, you know, ready and willing to go to war to fight as many, kill as many Chinese as possible. So I got to thinking about that, what are we going to do, or you going to do, or I'm just asking this in a not you personally, I'm saying it to everyone, when the thousands of Chinese that have already crossed our northern border that are dressed like Americans, what are you going to do when, if one of those guys gets behind you that you assume is on your side, and there's panic and pandemonium and fighting everywhere and no actual command structure to the United, to the Patriot movement or to people trying to just fight to survive? I'd like to know, Sam, what you think that scenario would look like and how that doesn't devolve into race war. Because if you've got Antifa fighting and Black Lives Matter fighting on one side with the communists, it's going to be a untrustworthy situation, to say the least. And I'd like to get your thoughts on fleshing that out, that thought process out.
Okay, well, let's talk about logistics first, because, you know, what General Hollingsworth said, amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. Okay, Antifa has no direct action logistical capability of any significance. What they do have is logistical capability from an intel gathering standpoint and from a finance standpoint. Now, let me restate something I've said before. There are three elements to fighting wars. There's the direct action element, the fighting itself. There's the intel gathering element, gathering intelligence on the enemy. And then there's the financial or logistical. How do you fund a war? How do you fund an effort of gathering intel and fighting? So there's three basic slices to the pie when it comes to the circle of what war is. And most people can find a job to do in one of those three areas, either financial or logistical intelligence or direct action. Now, Antifa and Black Lives Matter, of course, they're going to get funding through people like Soros. So they're going to cover the financial element. They've got that in the pocket already. They've got certainly enough bodies to do intel gathering in key places. What they don't have is the direct action capability. And that's something that they lack severely. As far as Americans go in general, we're a very large place. We have places like Seattle and Minneapolis and Cleveland and Baltimore and New York where numerically, there's a lot of people on the side opposite of John, you, and I, Kyle. Okay? Mm-hmm. And those places will become very chaotic very quickly. There are other places like the Ozarks, the Blue Ridge Mountains, the Rocky Mountains, South Dakota, most of North Dakota, where they don't have the numbers, the libs don't have the resources. They don't have. And I have drawn up a map. I think I've said this on Hagman. I've shown this map on the Hagman Report. You'd have to go back in the archives a year or two. But there will be a diagonal line running from northwest to southeast across the United States. And it will be the conservative stronghold. And you will see places like California and Oregon, Portland and Seattle and Chicago and Cleveland and Baltimore and, you know, the area of Virginia around D.C. You'll see these two triangles, one northeast, one southwest, of liberal strongholds. And then you'll see this solid band of conservative stronghold that will be very difficult to deal with for the communists. And as this thing develops, you will see conservatives migrate out of these liberal triangles in the northeast and southwest and far west to the conservative band, which will do nothing but strengthen these conservative areas. Just like Florida during COVID saw a massive influx, millions of conservatives. And, you know, where Florida used to be a purple state up for grab in a federal election, it is so strongly conservative now that you'll never see Florida, I mean, in our lifetime again, you'll probably never see Florida go Democrat. But it, as you look at the demographics and the way things shift and the way people react, you're going to see people migrate to this diagonal band of states and from southeast to northwest, and you're going to see logistically the finances and everything in the northeast and the southwest and far west start to crumble. It already has begun, actually.
You know, Sam, I have two caveats to that. One is that Antifa, they burnt millions and millions of dollars, and Black Lives Matter burnt millions of dollars worth of real estate, firebombed, looted, stole, killed, all of that kind of stuff with no repercussions. I understand that, and there would be starting to be repercussions, because if there is total anarchy, people are going to, you know, not put up with it. But the other thing is that if there is this migration because of the diversity of race in this country, you're going to, the infiltration level is going to be immense, I think.
It's already immense. People don't realize we have over 478,000 documented Chinese spies inside the United States right now. Now, think about that number for a second. 478,000 is about equal to the total number of people in the state of Wyoming. It's actually about 25,000 more than are active in the U.S. military. That's how many identified Chinese spies we have in the U.S. Imagine how many we haven't identified yet. So
right.
When you talk about infiltration, I mean, you look at the numbers, it's significant. It's not something that's a small number. But on the other hand, 10 years ago, we had 77 million gun owners, American patriotic gun owners. Now we have almost 140 million. So in the sense that the infiltration continues, also the number of woke people and the number of conservative people that have decided to arm themselves has gone up almost 60 million in the last 10 years, thanks to the Obama and Biden administrations.
Yeah. The only thing that I think, Sam, because I think if you start ending up with a bunch of Chinese people that are causing trouble, and that when people, these 170 million people start seeing Chinese, they're going to start seeing terrorists. And I think I think because of the Black Lives Matter, and I think this is planned, I think it's being orchestrated, I think this is going to devolve into a race war, and people will be killing on the basis of race. And I'm not talking about
Well, I hope not.
I think we're being manipulated into it.
I would caution you, Kyle, that there are racist people in this country, and that when put under pressure and bombarded with propaganda, there will be more people go towards the racist side. But I would caution you that there are a lot of strong conservative Christian black people. There are a lot of strong conservative Christian white people and strong conservative Christian Asian people. And these people have relationships with each other. They go to church. Their kids play together. They're at the Y together. They're doing Little League baseball together. Their daughters are doing dance class together and fast pitch softball together. And there are a lot of strong bonds that are not drawn on racial lines.
I agree completely, Sam. Absolutely
combat this stuff in the conservative Christian areas. Now, in places like Los Angeles and New York and Baltimore and Chicago, I can see what you're saying unfolding very quickly, but not in the conservative areas of America. We're smarter than that.
Yeah, I completely agree, Sam. I've seen some amazing black pastors and people speaking out, and amazing Asian pastors speaking out and talking, and, you know, taking the the intellectuals that, you know, put things together really well, brilliant people. I'm not knocking that, or I'm just saying I'm looking at it from a pragmatic point of view that that I think, and I do believe that you're correct in the people that have let their kids go to school together, that kind of thing, and get to know these people on a on another basis, on another level, you know, that will help combat it. But like, I just think, especially like you just said, in the bigger cities, even in cities the size of Springfield, I think you're going to see that kind of stuff. I hear the break, but I'll, so that's all I've got for today. Anyway.
Okay, Carl, thank you. We have a break at the top of the hour. We might just get a firearms tip of the week. We'll be back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQRS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't know.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. Sam, is there, the legislatures are pretty much on vacation right now. Any legislative matters we need to be updated on, sir?
Well, I think everybody is pretty much on summer break. So yeah. I don't think there's anything. The real legislative threat right now isn't a legislative threat at all. It's a tyranny threat from the executive branch of Biden's government. And I think that is a significant thing. The Biden crime syndicate is trying to put forth, establish a pattern where executive branch agencies can write laws and regulations instead of your elected officials passing laws. And that's a very dangerous thing. It's a very dangerous usurpation of power from our Constitution, our constitutional republic, and it needs to be stopped at every turn.
I agree. This raid, which multiple federal agencies did out west, I think it was Montana, it was ATF, IRS, Homeland Security, and FBI. I'm not aware of that ever happening before, where all that many agencies went to a gun store to seize records or use her.
How many agencies were involved in this raid?
At least four federal agencies, FBI, ATF, IRS, and Department of Homeland Security. And all they took was the Form 4473, to my knowledge, is all they took.
And what was the purpose of taking a gun store's 4473s?
Well, first of all, I don't believe they can do that unless there's some underlying serious criminal matter they're investigating, which I don't know the details, Sam, but it's very concerning that this took place.
Well, I can tell you this. When you apply for a federal firearms license, which I hold a manufacturing license, which allows me to manufacture any weapon up to a nuclear weapon. I'm not allowed to manufacture nukes. You need different licensure for that. But I can make small arms and other things all the way up to a nuclear weapon. And I know when you apply for that license, you pay for that license, you agree that the ATF can come in and view your records at any time. That's something you sign on to and agree to. What I don't understand is why these other agencies are involved. If they just wanted the 4473s, the only thing they would need to get a look at those would be an ATF agent to walk into the facility and request copies or request the actual 4473s and take them with them. I don't understand why the heavy hand.
Well, that's what happened. We got top of our break, and we hope to be back with a firearms tip of the week. We'll be right back.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3dbunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3dbunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.